Last couple months, my ad costs are way higher than they were this time last year. Focus on your funnels. You've got to work on your copy conversions and the longevity of the funnel. You got to make the funnels more and more profitable. It's just the name of the game. Ad costs are not going to go down ever. So I have a prediction in 2021. I think ad costs are going to go up even more. By the way, I think you're going to see the biggest increase in YouTube.
This is The Fighting Entrepreneur, the podcast dedicated to entrepreneurs looking to change the world. Learn how to start, build, and scale a business in today's highly competitive business environment. Here's your host, The Fighting Entrepreneur, Anik Singhal.
What's up, you crazy fighting entrepreneurs? Guess who it is? Your favorite person in the whole wide world, Anik Singhal, back with another episode of The Fighting Entrepreneur. Now today, drum roll, please. I will do what has become my annual tradition, and that is I am going to reveal to you or release to you my 5 marketing predictions, my 5 entrepreneurial predictions for 2021 that are worth millions, at least $1 million or more, each of them. All right. So if you are out there building businesses online, you need to listen and you need to prepare. I would tell you, if I was to guess, I have like a 85 to 90% accuracy rate so far the last few years that I've done this. Now, by the way, also, I'm past officially my 2-year mark of doing this podcast. It's been an honor. It really has. It's been a lot of fun, and it's not common that it's actually never happened before with content-related things. I would launch Facebook pages, I'd launch Facebook groups, I'd launch other stuff and kind of abandon it a week or two afterwards. I love doing this podcast. I love all the guests we've had. I've learned so much. I've applied so much. I've made millions from this podcast. I hope you have as well. I hope you listen. We got a new podcast website coming out soon too, which is going to be killer. It'll be at onikpodcast.com. Now, before we officially start with those predictions, learn.com, L-U-R-N.com. Get over there. Come on. We have an amazing entrepreneurial community. In 2021, you're going to see ridiculous features being launched that are all community-driven. Also, onikpodcast.com to binge watch and listen to all my episodes. And of course, smash that subscribe button if you're on YouTube right now. Click the like icon. Click the thumbs up icon. Leave me a comment. If you're listening to us on iTunes, make sure you please subscribe and tell everyone about this and leave us a review on any of the different platforms that you could be listening at onikpodcast.com for all the episodes and all the links to all the various platforms. All right, now, predictions, 5 marketing predictions for 2021. Number 1, economic impact. I'm sorry, it's coming. All right, it is coming. Here's the deal. I don't understand the stock market. It's really, really behaving weirdly. And I don't think it's relevant to the tip I'm about to give you anyways. Okay. I'm going to draw back to the last example when I lost everything and had gone near bankrupt. It was 2008. And back in 2008, my business was already not that profitable because I was scaling. I was investing a lot into growth. But the market collapsed. There was a huge economic downturn. I'm not really expecting that this time. I'm not calling for a market economic collapse because if that was going to happen, I feel like it already would have happened. I think the market's going to stay fine. But there is an unemployment issue. There is businesses, small businesses, and unemployment. And that, look, I don't know how that doesn't become a problem. There are literally tens of thousands of people losing their jobs every day at the time that I'm filming this. So at some point, it's going to catch up. Now, people, when they lose their jobs, they have some savings. They have some access to capital. But that starts to deplete away. I'm hoping none of this happens. But I do think that the impact this is going to have in the economy or on our economy, our online marketing economy, I can tell you with the proof that it takes a little bit of time to get to us. So in 2008, when the economy collapsed, it wasn't actually until end of 2009 or 2010 that us online marketers and people online actually felt the impact of it. I've been around long enough that I've seen the cycles. So by 2010, we were hurting the entire online community. The amount of money that was being coming to our space really took a nosedive. It's almost like when the economy collapsed in 2009, we actually got almost a little bit of a boost. Or in 2008, we got a boost. Early 2009, we had a bit of a boost. And then that went away. Kind of eerily feels the same way right now, a little bit. So I am calling for the fact that I do think our industry is going to become a bit price sensitive. Now, I will say this. I could be wrong. Let me tell you why. I called for this to have happened already. I thought by summer of 2020, we would see price sensitivity really kick in. We haven't. So maybe I'm wrong. If I am wrong, doesn't hurt for you to still start considering funnels that have lower ticket prices up front. Now, will your high tickets still sell? Heck yes. If you have 997s or 2997s or 5997s, they will sell. But it will take a little bit more work. You'll have to warm up people more, which means you'll need more low ticket front ends. At Learn, you're going to see us do it. You're going to see a massive, 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 massive noticeable move towards lower ticket funnels. So I will practice what I preach. All right. So that's prediction number one, economic impact, price sensitivity. Prediction number two, low tickets making a comeback. Kind of connected to number one, but and I kind of leaked it out. Low ticket did make an impact in 2020. I predicted in 2019 that it was going to make a much stronger comeback. So we did see the pivot though. So I'm technically giving myself a check mark on that prediction. It wasn't as big as I thought. So I'm going to push the bigness of it down to 2021. I do think you're going to see a lot more push for low ticket. So impulse purchase friendly things. And that connects back to, again, just consumer sensitivity on pricing and consumer sensitivity on spending. But more than anything, I just think you're going to find that funnels need to go deeper. And I just feel like you're going to find that you need low ticket offers. Now, cost of advertising is not going to go down. If anything, it's going to go up. We'll talk about that in a minute. But I do feel like if you don't have any low ticket things, I don't care what, if you're a coach, consultant, if you even do e-commerce, let people play with you for less money. So the concept of loss leaders, which has been around forever. And by the way, companies like Costco use loss leaders. I mean, every company that's big and major has a loss leader element in their marketing, because as you get big, you have to. So do you have a loss leader in your business? You'll need one, I believe. All right. Or it'll help you a lot in 2021. I don't know if you'll need one in 2021, but it will help you grow a lot. Okay. Number three, virtual events. If you're in the education business, coaching business, consulting business, services business, you must have a virtual event. It's going to be big in 2021, maybe too big. I have almost a little bit of a fear that it's going to kind of get drained out. But in 2020, here's what I saw. Right when the pandemic hit, virtual events went through the roof. It was like everyone and their mom was doing a virtual event, but people didn't really have the system down. So when everyone and their mom started doing virtual events, you saw the people that crushed it and just made millions from it, which I'm glad to say Learn was a part of, or at least I was. One of my companies did a very, very successful virtual event. But then I also saw a lot of people very unsuccessfully run virtual events. Let me tell you this. If you ran a virtual event 3 years ago, you could practically do anything you wanted and you would succeed. But running a virtual event in 2020, you couldn't. You were competing. There were times in our industry during the first few months of the pandemic, the first like 4 months of it, where there was like three virtual events running at the exact same time. So they like blew up and then they died. Even you as a consumer, think about it. When's the last virtual event you heard of? Like for the last 2, 3, 4 months. So it's almost like, April, May, June, July. April, May, June. Virtual event, virtual event, virtual event, virtual event, virtual event. July, a little bit. August, September, October, November. Where's the virtual events? Where'd they go? Well, here's what happened. You had two branches of people. You had people that killed it with virtual events, and then you had people that completely just, it flopped. Now what you're going to see is a little bit of a leveling out. People tried different models. Like I have three models of virtual events that I'm going to be deploying in 2021. I will talk about them, just not yet. I'll do a solo episode about it maybe in Jan or so, or in Feb, once I at least have seen how they the results I get. But I also, I want to confirm them before I put them out to you guys. I have three styles of virtual events I'll try that I have proof, I have data, I have very hard evidence that they work. A lot of people don't have that. They have it now. Marketers are starting to talk to each other like, oh, I ran a virtual event, went like this, and it went perfect. And marketers love to copy each other. So in 2021, you're going to see, I believe, a lot of virtual events using a good model that works. Then it's going to turn into a really, really, really successful funnel. And then you're going to see it get, again, used and abused. So be on the other side of it. I don't know how long virtual events will last before they kind of blow up. But I have a feeling it's like perfect timing. Like it might take us another year to level off from this COVID stuff. During that time, I think virtual events will kill it. And then right when people are getting burned out and bored of virtual events, live events will be back on the table and that'll eat away at the virtual event marketplace. So long story short, virtual events, very profitable, follow the right model. They work really well. Plan one for 2021. It will do really, it'll do you very well. I mean, making seven figures in like a week of a virtual event, it's not entirely impossible or hard. It's very doable. I don't think you'll do that on your first one, but I mean, adding multiple seven figures to your business. At Learn, we're anticipating adding multiple seven figures to our business, maybe even eight figures in 2021 using virtual events. That's how much we'll focus on it. All right, number four. Advertising costs are going to continue to rise even more. I am a little worried about ad costs. I will tell you, I've seen a very, very drastic increase in cost of advertising over the last few months. So if I trail back in 2020 when the pandemic hit in March, March was like a whiplash month where it's like everyone just took a step back and everyone went, and everyone pulled back. April, man, ad costs dropped by like half. They were like what they used to be 4 or 5 years ago. And you could do anything and it was killing it. But then we're not the only ones. I started to invest more and more into ads April, May, June because they were doing so well. Well, not just me, but other businesses that are online started to say, "Ooh, now that all these offline businesses are out of the ad world, it's cheaper. We can buy more." Well, the more they bought, the less the inventory cost went back up. Plus, let's just face it, pandemic or no pandemic, Facebook and Google are not nonprofits. Okay, so if there's less demand on inventory, they still need to make their money. So what they're going to do is artificially inflate those costs, even if they have to. But by now, we are finding more and more companies, all these offline companies that run retail stores, and they have figured it out. All right, they got to up their online game. All right, travel is going to slowly creep back in. Other companies are creep. The advertising world is going back. And I'm telling you, the last couple months, my ad costs are way higher than they were this time last year. So I have a prediction in 2021. I think ad costs are going to go up even more. By the way, I think you're going to see the biggest increase in YouTube. Why? Marketers are flocking to YouTube. Facebook is messing around with people right now, smacking them upside the head and around. They keep doing that. They're losing advertisers. For some reason, they don't seem to care right now. Probably by 2022, they will care, which will be great. They'll change their policies, be more flexible. We'll wait for that. But until then, everyone's flocking to YouTube. So I feel like YouTube costs are going to continue to rise. Doesn't matter because YouTube isn't that expensive right now. So I feel like even if the cost went up by 10, 20, 30%, I could still profit a ton. But this tells you a couple things. One, focus on your funnels. You got to work on your copy conversions and the longevity of the funnel. You got to make the funnels more and more profitable. It's just the name of the game. Ad costs are not going to go down ever. They're only going to go up. So in 2022, guess what? They're going to go up again. But also, the second element linked to this prediction is look for the next platform. There will be, I have a suspicion it'll be TikTok. I don't think I'm ready to quite put it on a prediction. But I think it's going to be TikTok. I think you're going to see some other social platform advertising take off. And I feel like it'll be TikTok. If not, also watch what I call these tertiary networks, these third tier networks, content networks, native ad networks, display networks that no one talks about that are not mainstream. I have a feeling these are going to take off too. There will be a lot of opportunities on those networks. So we will be tracking it closely, and you can bet your butt that myself and the companies I'm involved in, we will be trying as much as we can all these different ad networks. I just wanted to let you know, costs going up. Make sure you extend your funnels. Make sure you offer more things in your funnels and make sure you refine the conversions of your funnels. Very, very important. All right. Last but not least, tip number five. My prediction number five for 2021, organic. Organic focus. What am I talking about? YouTube, TikTok, two networks, I'm calling it right now, organically are going to dominate 2021. And you will see both those get, you're going to see us at Learn, myself as Anik, you are going to see us really focus heavy on these two platforms, YouTube and TikTok. YouTube and TikTok. YouTube, you will definitely see me really up my game on, and TikTok, I will come on as well. I think TikTok is still in its infancy. I think it's going to have major, major adoption. I think right now is a great time to get in and get big in it. It's going to start getting problematic in 6 months, I believe, for organic reach. Organic reach is always going to become a problem once a platform has a lot more users. And that's the problem that Facebook and Twitter and Instagram and all those are having now, right? You can make a post and very few people see it. TikTok, that's not the case. You make a post, a lot of people see it. That is fine. It works right now. It will stop working as well in the future. So get in on TikTok. YouTube, that's not going to be a problem. YouTube is a different animal. YouTube is going to continue to be amazing. And the reach will continue to remain amazing. Again, because on YouTube, you don't just click follow people. An average user probably only subscribes to a few channels. So their ability to show you your desired videos is very different. The reach remains high, but it's also 10 times harder to get a follower on YouTube. But I will continue to focus on YouTube. And I'm going to put some focus on TikTok. If you want some organic free traffic, these are two platforms you can get great, great, great quality traffic from and get big reach on. These are my predictions. I challenge you. Listen, happy new year, happy holidays. I should have started my episode with that. I'm so sorry. Happy new year, happy holidays. I hope you guys are staying safe. I hope you're having an absolutely awesome time. I hope everything is great. I wish you a very, very, very strong 2021. I wish you a very strong 2021. And if this was a tough year for you, then just know that you are on my heart. You are on our hearts here. We are with you here at Learn. I'm with you. We will turn it around. 2021 will be a killer year. All right. Whether COVID is around or not, we have to make our own adjustments and we can continue to dominate next year. All right. So it's been a great year. Thank you for the honor of being able to serve you. Thank you for the honor of being able to bring amazing content to you. We will continue to do that in the future. We will continue to bring you amazing material in the future. It is an honor of mine. Seriously. And I can't wait to tell you. I mean, 2021, we are going to up level our content game and our marketing game and our products game and our features on the platform game and our just course offerings and the experts, every level of the business is being upgraded. It's going to be so awesome. I can't wait to show it to you. This is Onyx Segal reminding you that when life pushes you, stand straight, smile, and push it the heck back. All right? Seriously, let's go out there and let's crush the rest of 2020. Let's definitely be prepared to crush 2021. I will see you inside of Learn Nation. Do me a favor, hit subscribe, click the thumbs up icon, hit like, leave me a comment. And if you're on iTunes or any of the other platforms, go to onicpodcast.com, go to iTunes, leave us a great review and help tell other people about the amazing community we have here at The Fighting Entrepreneur. This is Onyx signing off for the last time in 2020. It's been an honor and I will see you in the new year.
Thanks for listening to The Fighting Entrepreneur with your host, Onyx Segal.